last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, with Oriana off to check on Tor and the three remaining family members must proceed at Meepo's direction forward, they encounter a fire elixir brewing fountain and have breached a locked door only to find themselves fighting skeletons again.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
It's a good thing I got this reaping weapon. Shit's about to get wrapped.
Shit's about to get raped.
Right, so can I get initiative?
Initiative.
Drayden.
19.
Holy moly.
Yashiria.
I know.
13.
Sidork.
8.
Drayden goes first, followed by Yashiria.
I'm going to, holding my scythe still in my hand and being, and I say, well, we better try this out. And I'm going to sweep across the legs of the nearest skeleton, attempting to lay him low.
Sweep the leg?
Sweep the leg.
Okay.
Dirty move.
All right, 16.
Ooh.
That is
with my new size.
I do believe it's sufficient to hit. It's more than enough to hit. Roll for damage.
All right, 10 damage.
All right, awesome.
Nice.
You break one of the femurs in the thigh of this skeleton. It doesn't fall, but it does look grievously injured.
Sweet.
It is now Yashiria's turn, followed by the skeletons.
Drayden, are you standing in front of me right now?
I think I was the first one through the door, yeah. Because okay. I was the one that said I'm going to check out the handle.
There's nothing to say you couldn't step around.
Yeah, you can
around.
Step around me.
Okay, well, I will then step around Drayden. I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
And like...
Excellent.
15-foot cone awesome. In front
yeah,
of me.
You won't be able to hit the one that Drayden just hit.
Right.
But you can hit... And
the other four?
No.
Oh.
No. You can hit the 15-foot cone at its best. So Drayden has unfortunately taken the one on the right, which has two behind it. And if you decided to also hit Drayden, you could hit all three of those. Or you can just target the two that are on the left.
I'll just do the two on the left.
All right, go for it.
Dexterity saving throw. And my spell has a DC.
What's the DC?
14.
They did not make that saving throw, so do your damage.
They take 12 damage each.
Nice.
All right. All of the desiccated clothes are burned from them, but they do not fall. They look grievously wounded. They are but brittle remaining shells scorched from the agony of your burning hands.
If shit starts getting real, I'll use the fire breath.
Mm-hmm.
Potion.
All right. It is now the skeleton's turn. Two of them step forward to swing their short swords at Yashiria.
Are they like ceremonial? They like,
yeah, they're
pretty?
Carrying these ceremonial short swords,
neat.
But they are not of any, that they have rusted with age and time.
Yeah, that happens.
I got a natural 20 on one.
Gah.
And I got a 17 on the other.
One hits.
One. So 17 is not sufficient. They do 10 points of damage to you.
So I take 10?
Yeah, 10 total points of damage.
Okay. Wait.
Rendered unto you.
Oh, because there was three of them attacking?
No, just two. But they do double damage for having rolled a natural 20. The first one stumbles up and its rusty short sword stabs you right in the armpit, causing one of your principal arteries to get nicked, and you take 10 hit points of damage. The other one steps forward and tries to stab you through the rib cage of the other and is insufficient and it just clangs off your breastplate. The other three the other three slowly drag their desiccated feet in the remains of their ceremonial slippers towards you.
Bring it.
What's your AC? My lowest roll is a 17.
16.
And then I have a 20 and a 22.
Yeah, no.
All right, so they do 15 points of damage as the three of them converge upon you and hack, hack, hack.
Ouch.
All right. It's now Sidork's turn, followed by Drayton again.
Oh, boy. I'm going to Eldritch Blast. How much hit points do you have left, Ysheria?
Six.
And you have... Okay, I'll shoot the one that just attacked Ysheria with my Eldritch Blast.
Sure. Rolled it.
16.
16 is sufficient. It dies.
Yay.
For you, sister.
You don't have two? No, you just have one. Okay.
Guys are level two.
I don't know.
I don't know warlocks.
What do you mean, like, get to do two? Like,
yeah, at a higher level, you'll be able to shoot your wad.
Yeah, you get to do it more than once. Yeah.
You'll be able to blow your wad more than once.
My stamina will improve shortly. I'm still just tender.
Ysheria quivers, thankful that you have slain the one that nicked the artery in her armpit, and she is granted a reprieve to only 50% of the skeletons she was fighting before. It is now Drayden's turn.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to swing around and be like, ugh, skeletons again, and like swing and sweep the legs of the other one that's attacking Ysheria, because I know that if I die next round, I can come back to life. All right. Oh, I suck. This sucks. Shit. This is what I do for trying to help you.
What'd you roll?
I only got 10.
Yeah, that's not sufficient. Nope.
Yeah, I figured.
These ceremonial skeletons are but skin and bone, and therefore they are hard to hit in ways that would render them incapacitated.
Right.
Hence their armor class. So it is now Ysheria's turn. As Ysheria hastily combs through the pages of the player's handbook, trying to find some inspiration in a spell that will save the day. Just a reminder, what are skeletons vulnerable to?
Fire.
Phoenix down.
Okay, well, everything has a certain vulnerability to fire. Everyone loves Phoenix down.
Bashing down, or bludgeoning damage?
Bludgeoning damage, yeah. However, large masses of swap, bang, hurts them and kills them.
Yeah,
My warhammer.
Warhammers.
Oh, well, I know.
As long as you don't hop skip, then you should be fine.
Right. No Happy Gilmore swings.
All right. Because there's one right in front of me.
You bet. There is one remaining. So the one that was destroyed by the Eldritch Blast of your sibling Sidork has crumpled and fallen. The sword that was in the rib cage of the fellow skeleton is now stuck as the other one has fallen. You now have a strike against the one that's trying to pull its sword free.
All right. Can I be creative with this?
What would you like to do?
So the arm is still like very close to me, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to try an arm bar the one skeleton with my shield arm, and I'm going to draw my warhammer and swing to destroy it.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Give me a roll.
And
for such pretty color, I will give you a blue mote.
Yay.
To allow you to have advantage on a roll of your choice down the road. Your 15 is more than enough to hit. It dies. You don't even need to roll the remainder of your damage. It was so burned from the burning hands that very little of it remained to affect its coreality.
It's just ash now.
Indeed. It is truly, well and truly cremated.
Yay.
It is now the three skeletons' turn. The three skeletons attack Drayton. I have succeeded on one hit.
Yay!
You take 6 points of damage.
All right.
I'm still standing.
Oh, really?
I know.
How much do you have left?
5.
Oh.
I'll have you know, the other two rolled 15s.
Oh.
They were not.
So if they had but rolled a 10 instead of
the,
those
the
two
short
nines,
swords swing about my head.
They like... Your hair is trimmed neatly.
Hey, Sidork, you don't have to do it this time.
Turning your mullet a little more haphazard.
Nope, maybe it is getting a little mullety. Business in the front, Sidork party in the back.
It is now Sidork's turn, followed by Drayton.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast the one in the middle, attacking Drayton.
Okay, the one in the middle. I like that. Okay, sure.
Yep. 11.
Nope.
I singed your hair
that
a bit more.
That one is named Malcolm. He is the one.
Yeah.
You missed Malcolm in the middle.
Yeah.
I still do.
Much like many of our younger listeners will have missed that joke.
Boo.
It is now...
My turn.
Drayden's turn, followed by Ysheria.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my warhammer instead of using the scythe, because I'm like, this is not doing any good.
I am not reaping any souls with this.
This is not reaping much of anything. And I'm going to pull out my warhammer, and as I'm pulling it off my back, just like swinging it over my head... whack-a-mole style, attempting to crush the nearest skeleton.
Yes, absolutely. Roll away.
13.
That is enough.
Oh my God.
You pull free your warhammer and bring it harshly crashing down upon the clavicle of this skeleton, rending it.
12 damage.
Dead before nice. You. Crushing nice. It through. The damage of the warhammer is such that it hits the clavicle and it was like that was the point. Every single piece in that Jenga tower collapses. It falls backwards into the one behind it. Pieces of bone, rib cage, tibia, other bones, I don't know. the hammer and the sickle.
Sternum.
Fall into the skeleton behind it.
Wow.
Which is Malcolm.
Oh, poor Malcolm.
And that was Drayton's turn. We are now left with two skeletons. It is Yashiria's turn.
How are the skeletons looking?
They haven't been touched.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, nobody's swiping on their Tinder profiles.
Okay, I'm going to cast a Sacred Flame.
Okay.
On the one on the left.
Yes, it will attempt to make a
Malcolm
dexterity saving throw, correct?
Yes.
The skeleton fails that save.
And the skeleton takes 8 damage.
Excellent. The skeleton is
very nice.
Brutally maimed by Paylor's light from above. The remainder of the clothing on this skeleton evaporates in the wind, caused by Paylor's light. Then it is the skeleton's turn. There are two skeletons remaining. They attack Drayden with their short swords. One misses, and the other hits, doing 5 points of damage.
Ah! I dropped to 0.
4 points of
damage.
What?
Why 4?
Why 4? Exactly.
Yeah.
Why 4?
All right, I'm at 1 point of damage, but I have successfully protected my family this
time. Indeed. So, that is the skeleton's turn.
It's a dork. Kick it ass. It's
Dork's turn.
Ow. I run up to it and try to kick it. Just kidding.
With a bludgeon? Yeah, go ahead.
My quarterstaff?
Bludgeon it with your quarterstaff? Yeah.
Yeah. 6.
Sidoric is not used to this sort of fighting, and you're like, the grip on your quarterstaff is like, ow, that, why is it so rough in my hand? When you swing, it swings past the skeleton and almost ribs. Hits yourself, and you're like, oh, I haven't used this in so long.
It's so girthy.
Yeah, the thickness of your quarterstaff is surprising. Its even robustness and length also shocks you, and you miss completely, and the skeleton stands there japing at your little piece of wood. Okay, so that was Sidork's turn. It is now Drayden, followed by Yashiri.
All right, Warhammer part 2. I'm going to... Wait, which one is closer? Are any of them threatening my cousins? I guess the one that Sidork, or my siblings?
Cousins? No, they're not really threatening your siblings at all.
They're all coming on me. I'm taking all the heat.
All just focused on your faith.
All right. It is beautiful. Thanks. I'm going to attack with my warhammer. Can I color this a little?
You would always color things.
All right. You know, because I already kind of whack-a-moled the first one. I'm going to attempt to golf swing again. I know it's never worked for me in the past.
Never worked for you
but
in the past.
But I really want to come from below and try to knock.
That will never stop Drayden from trying it again and again.
I don't learn. No, attempting to knock the skeleton up to the ceiling from below.
Yeah, so you're going to do another Happy Gilmore swing?
Yeah.
All right.
And it was a 2. I should never do that. Again.
At least spend a blue thing when you're going to try.
I don't have blue things because Kyle doesn't give them to me.
Wow.
Look at this beautiful house and beautiful family he's
giving
you. Well,
you gave me a pair of 2 blue things, so.
I know. I get what he's talking about.
A pair of 2 blue things. So 4
popsicles.
Blue things? Are you suggesting that there was 4 blue things
blue,
involved?
Blueberries?
Blueberries. I got a pair of blue things.
Kyle's got nonetheless. Blueberries.
All right, it is now Yashiria's turn.
Okay.
I have no advantage.
So we've got one that's pretty hurting and then one that's still okay.
Yes.
Okay, and how far is the one that's really hurting from me?
Well, they're both not very far.
Oh, they're not very far?
They're both like hard on against Drayden.
Of course they are.
Well, they're all bone.
Can I try doing like a shield bash on one of them?
Yes.
I'm going to try and shield bash one of them. I don't know how much damage a shield would do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure it out once you roll to see if you're successful.
Okay.
You step forward and smash your shield against it. You do hit. I'm going to say it does a D4 damage.
That's awesome.
One damage.
Plus your strength.
Plus my strength. 5 damage.
times two because it's bludgeoning and they're vulnerable to bludgeoning. Just for shits and giggles, you roll the d4 again.
10.
1 damage.
On a total of 6 damage to the skeleton. It's about half what it used to be. It's half the man it used to be.
The old
literally game. Half of the bones have been blown rendered. Off from your bashing strike. It is now the two skeletons' turn. They will once again attempt to lay Drayden low.
I'm going to die, guys. Just letting you know. I'll miss you.
Both of them hit.
Yeah, I'm dead.
So the first one hits, and the second one is a first death saving throw lost right. as you are laid low. It is now Sidork's turn. Sidork, what shall you do?
I'm going to try to Eldritch Blast the one that Yashiria just attacked
with her
shield.
Yep.
And I'm going to use one of my blues.
You are so normally predominantly successful with Eldritch Blast because you're so high, okay. and the AC on these skeletons is so low.
So high.
You shouldn't really need to spend the blue moat on that.
Okay, well, I'll believe you. 10.
Okay, yep, maybe you should have spent that blue die. I convinced you otherwise. You have missed. Wait, this skeleton had no armor left on it. Yeah, I used to miss. All right, moving on. It is now Drayden's turn to make a death save.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm trying.
It's okay. You shouldn't let the GM convince you to not do shit.
It's not fair. What did you roll?
I failed.
I got a 5.
Yeah, and you're plus 5?
Yeah.
Why are you only plus 5? You're plus 3 on your spellcasting class of charisma and plus 2 on proficiency. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so did you...
I failed.
You have got 2 failures now. Drayden, death looms nigh for Drayden. It is now Yashiria's turn.
I'm going to spare the dying on Drayden.
Yes, of course. You dash forward, lay your hands upon Drayden's...
brow.
Forehead.
And whisper the words...
Brother, it is not your time, because heroes never die.
Indeed, they don't. And you are brought back to 0 hit points, coughing and spluttering, with no ability to act. That was Yashira's turn. It is now the skeletons. They see that Drayden has been laid low. They turn on Yashiria. And what is your AC?
18.
One of them has hit you for 5 damage.
All right.
And what does that put you at for hit points?
I have 1 left.
Maybe you should use the A535.
I don't have it.
All right. Dude, so that was the skeleton's turn. It is now Sidork's turn. Sidork?
Okay. I'm going to try Eldritch Blast.
Did you say anything cool? Do you add some special color, power, and potency to this Eldritch Blast?
I'm going
to
use a blue thing.
Saying what?
I got a bone to pick with you.
All right, roll your 2d20s.
Both of them are 17.
Wow. Right. You've succeeded at hitting, and you may keep your blue die. I really liked your color.
Thank you.
And it just makes my wife feel even that much less happy because I think everybody else at the table has 2 and she doesn't have any. I thought you did have some. They're just I put them in a baggie for you.
Yeah,
I don't have a baggie.
Just so you know, you're once again climbing the mountain. This time you're halfway up the mountain. You just awoke next to a shrub climbing the mountain.
The shrub's also climbing it too?
It's like Avatar the Last Airbender.
The shrub is like, what's wrong with you, dude? Keep climbing.
It's like, get up.
Yeah. Fuck, Lazy.
Oh, man. I can't do this anymore, guys. I'm bushed.
Oh, boo.
That's as bad as it.
Boo earns. Boo earns.
Said boo-ers.
There's this movie I watched and it's like some horrible avalanche one where everyone's like dying in avalanches. I don't know exactly what, but like one of the dudes breaks his leg and is like trapped in the avalanche, and so he takes a bunch of shrooms because like he's a snowboarder or whatever, and then he's like looking at a rock and then he like sees a face in the rock and he's like, who are you, man? And the rock's like, I'm Robbie Rock, haven't we met before? And then like Robbie Rock's a character throughout the rest of the movie, and it's like I've wanted so hard to find that movie, but like just Robbie Rock. I remember it blew my mind and I was like, maybe drugs are fun. Look, you could see a rock.
Apparently.
What?
Nonetheless, the shrub asks you to continue on without him and you wake up.
Okay. I can't really move, right?
No, you're going to require a short rest in order to recover and recuperate. So we're going to skip past your turn.
Okay.
After you were at 0 hit points and incapable of doing anything, Yashiria, it's your turn. If you don't finish it all, you may end up falling to your death as well.
I can't use...
No.
Take my A535 cream. Or Jochem's ointment.
I could, could I do that? Yeah.
You can A535 if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to take the...
I keep it in my front pouch.
How many doses of Kyochems are left?
2.
Okay, so there's 2 left.
2, yeah.
And you can use one of those remaining 2 now
And we still have the elixir of health,
too. Right, that's true. Okay.
Which I used my moat on, because I'm a smarty pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, of course. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay, you pull out the A535. You
or
take
you could
the dose.
Cast heal on yourself, too. That's an option.
I could, but that's...
Pull out the A535. You do the dose on yourself. This is something you've already said you were going to do. So roll the dice. You get to roll to recover the health. It's on the sheet.
I've got it. It's 2d8 plus 2.
7, I guess.
7
back.
Points of damage. Heal.
Did you plus 2?
Plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot.
And I got 5.
It is now the skeleton's turn to attack Yashiria. It definitely hits, doing 5 points of damage.
Good thing you healed, at least.
Yeah.
But if Yashiria had hit it, it would have died.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was 2 left.
It's just 1 left.
Yeah, just 1.
Oh, I thought there was 2. God damn it.
No, I killed one of them.
That's right. Okay.
Would you like to spend a single white moat?
I don't have a
white one. I don't think we have a white one.
No, it's okay. No, it's already done.
I mean, easily enough could spend a white moat, and a patron in the bar could stand up, say, no, no, no.
Oh, shit.
That's not what happened. They didn't spend that there, because I know specifically they spent 2 elsewhere
down
the road.
We don't have any left moats.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any white moats.
None of the characters here have white moats. Yeah, that's true. Orianna and Torin both have a white moat.
They wouldn't save us.
I'll be Sydney's proxy. We can use that.
Nonetheless, it is what it is. It is now Sidork's turn.
The elixir of health doesn't save health. It's only like conditions like blindness and stuff.
What about which? Conditions like
elixir
dying.
Of health doesn't save for hit points.
Mm.
It doesn't heal you.
Right.
It's terribly named. I'm bringing up this to the advertising council, and I'm going to make a
serious complaint. All right, it's not your turn. Sidork, you're on your action. You may make that complaint, but it is currently Sidork's turn.
To Wizards
Sidork,
of the Coast.
Sidork, can you finish off Sidork, this remaining skeleton before it lays another comrade of yours low?
I got another bone to pick with you.
Not very clever, no, Sidork. No, he's not very. He's good at one time of quick thinking on his feet. And
just one liners, that's it.
Natural 20. Sweet.
So while Sidork is not good with the color, Sidork nonetheless is good with emotion. And you rolled 2d10?
No, sorry. It's only 1d10 and I got plus 3.
Critical is 2d10.
Ooh.
So you could lay it low. And you've got one. You could utterly lay it low right here.
So that's 11 plus 3. That's 14.
It obliterates from the Eldritch Blast. The necrotic energy, I believe it's necrotic, or is it force damage? Whatever. Eldritch Bolt is its own special thing. Mm-hmm. And it, what color is it?
Yellow and purple.
This yellow purple energy bursts forth from your casting point, your hand.
Yeah.
Much like the Emperor from the shaft of your...
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yeah.
When the lightning's coming out of your penis, I would have little faith in you.
Sorry, like the Emperor, like...
Yeah.
Yellow and purple energy forces its way into the skeleton. Its very bones light up, cracks form, and it just disintegrates before your eyes. The rusted sword falls with a clank and a shower of rust upon the ground.
I pick up one of the bone splinters off the ground and like use it in my teeth, and I'm like, thank you. It's because I had a bone to pick.
Right, yes, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You need to get that thing out of your teeth.
Were you eating the rat sack?
Oh, I knew I should have asked for some before he left. Dear,
I'm like laying on the ground, and I'm just like, Sidork.
Yes, brother.
I say all like grumpily and hurting.
Sidork, come closer.
Yes, brother. What is it?
I lean into you.
I want to make sure that you get all my good shit.
I've already dibsed it. Don't worry.
Awesome.
And I like lift my hand to fist bump you.
I grab your fist and I'm like, you won't go today, brother. Not today. Yashiria, say that thing you say, and then people get better.
I just need some sleep.
All right, and I guess we'll leave it here.
Yes, are we taking a long rest?
Yes, indeed, we will take a long rest and come at it again.
Cool,
another game.
GG.
Good job, guys.
Glass and sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal Adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.